Critics savage Netflix's $100 million Harry and Meghan. Royal Pity Party, Hypocritical Attention Grab. By David Ng on December 9, 2022. This holiday season, only one show is bringing our divided country together, in our shared hatred for it. Harry and Meghan debuted this week on Netflix following months of heated anticipation for the six-part docuseries, which the streamer reportedly spent a jaw-dropping $100 million to produce. Will Meghan and Harry throw the royal family under the bus? How egregiously will they play the victim? Will they play the race card? Will Meghan let Harry get a word in edgewise? It turns out all the anticipation was for naught. Because according to the reviews, Harry and Meghan is a weapons-grade stinker, generating a Rotten Tomatoes critics score of 38%, with critics calling it a royal pity party and a hypocritical attention grab. Viewers appear to loathe it too, resulting in an even lower audience score of just 15%. The bad reviews are coming from mainstream publications across the political spectrum, signaling a rare moment of bipartisan consensus. The New York Post spared no feelings, calling it a hypocritical attention grab and a big snooze. For all that the couple complains about the lack of privacy, they're also inviting the public into their private relationship and releasing behind-the-scenes private photos in it. The Wall Street Journal slammed the show as a royal pity party and a public relations gambit, adding that a viewer really has to be on board the royal soap opera bus not to be bored out of one's mind. Variety panned the show as a royal rerun, saying the series demonstrates just how narrow their vision of their fame is, how pinched and unimaginative their presence on the world stage has become. The show has an air of duty about it, as if they're honor-bound to keep reciting their personal story until we eventually lose interest. IndieWire called it a dull diary entry and a Netflix vanity project. The show is merely a long, redundant recap of two very public lives. And absent any challenging questions from outside the couple's tidy little love bubble, it's a dull one at that. The Hollywood Reporter said the show takes a lot of time to reveal very little. The show offers too little that feels fresh enough to merit its luxurious six-episode sprawl for all but the most fervent royal watchers. As Breitbart News reported, Harry and Meghan was already facing ridicule after it was revealed Netflix's trailer for the series engaged in deceptive editing to create the impression the couple was being hounded by the media. The ex-royal couple signed a production deal with Netflix last year to produce documentaries as well as scripted series. But the streamer's recent troubles retaining subscribers resulted in the cancellation of a planned animated series from the couple. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.